Up there is the president and CEO of the Indiana Chamber of Commerce in Bloomingtonian. It's Kevin Brenniger. Good afternoon, buddy. How have you been?
I've been just fine. I have to ask you, are you a glass half full or glass half empty here on a Monday afternoon?
Oh, that is outstanding. It's always glass half full. We're always trying to find positive energy on Monday. Colts win, Hoosiers win, Hoosier basketball wins, but sadly losing Bob Knight last week. How did that resonate in your world? I know you deal with businesses and government and everything else, and everybody tells me how much Bob Knight transcended everything. What did you learn late last week, sadly?
Well, I was very saddened to learn of his passing. I wasn't totally shocked because I knew he had been in poor health. I was incredibly fortunate to attend the game that that he reappeared.
The Purdue game, right?
Hall.
Yeah.
And I am blessed, or have been for years, to be blessed to once a year get to sit in some seats that are front row, literally courtside, across from the IU bench. And lo and behold, it happened to be that game. And so, you know, I saw all these players that, you know, I've known and see come through the program throughout the years. And I saw Bobby go over and try to take the microphone away from Dick Vitale, who was teary-eyed himself. And then watched the Pacer game that night, which the game wasn't very good. They got blown out by Boston. But to hear Quinn Buckner, who is a television announcer, talk in great depth about, you know, his relationship with Coach Knight and, you know, what he's meant to him over the years, and how he actually talked him into going to play for Boston and with Larry Bird and win a championship in 1984, was very moving. And, you know, just reminded me, I guess, of our basketball glory days. What a unique and complex man he was.
Well, that's a good way of putting it, complex. A lot of layers there, and we tried to go through as many as we could last week, but the memories will last. The banners hanging will be a reminder and a very cool patch in remembrance. RMK with the three stars will appear on the men's and women's jerseys, and a decal on football as well for the rest of the rest of the season. Well, here we are. It's November, my friend, and the holidays are right around the corner. The new year getting ready to turn, but you guys have a million things going on. Your annual awards dinner will be a week from tomorrow, and you have a famous coach handling that.
Yes, we do. This is our annual awards dinner, 34th annual. We give out awards for Community of the Year, Business Leader of the Year, Government Leader of the Year, and Dynamic Business Leader, kind of a small business and tech award. And then a featured speaker, and this year our featured speaker is Coach Tony Dungy. And the attendance, the reservation numbers are quite high. We're pushing 1,300 or more. It'll be, of course, in the Sagamore Ballroom at the convention center, and we're really looking forward to it. It will be my last time up on the stage as president and CEO. The next year I'll get to sit back at the back table with the retirees and staff and the used-to-bes, as we affectionately call each other. So I'm looking forward to it. We have a big day with our board of directors meeting throughout the day, and then the annual dinner. It's a long day and night for myself and our chamber staff, but it's a good one to have.
Well, I didn't want to bring up the last one this, and we start checking those boxes off, but you are retiring come 2024. Early 2024. What's left on your radar that you would like to accomplish before passing that baton in leadership?
Well, I'm in an overlap period. My successor's been chosen and has actually started 3 weeks ago, and working on the transition, trying to, you know, pass on, you know, 31 years of knowledge and history at the chamber, and will be almost 22 at the helm, and helping that individual get settled in with staff, with board members. We're doing some legislator visits, and so just doing my part there. We just finished out the fiscal year, I believe, very strong financially, so we've got to close out the books, meet with the auditors, and get ready for the details of that board meeting. And then we had a retreat with our government affairs staff last Friday to talk about the upcoming legislative session. And while we don't expect it to be nearly as engaged, or that's not the right word, but involved with as many different issues and kind of big issues, it's not a budget session. There'll be plenty of important things going on. And so we're mapping out our strategies. We're getting legislators to author bills that we're interested in, and also looking at where we might have to play defense as we just continue our ongoing quest to make Indiana the best state to do business and raise families.
Kevin Brinegar, President and CEO of the Indiana Chamber of Commerce. When you talk about playing defense, well, who are you playing defense against, or is it issues you're facing? How does that work? Because I think when people hear it's not a budget year, maybe they tune out a little bit. Do you find that to be the case as well?
I think the public in general, in particular, because they're not, you know, trying to look and see what's happening with school funding or, you know, a particular state property in their community or whatever. But there's certainly important policy, nevertheless, whether it be trying to do more to facilitate childcare or behavioral health, mental health assistance, substance abuse. We'll be looking at some economic development ideas as well, and also some things in the environment and energy area, and working with the this is outside of the legislative session, but it'll be in preparation for the 2025 session, is the tax commission that has been meeting over the course of this summer as well.
Yeah, there's never a dull moment. We know that. It just continues to churn and move on and move on. But you had a workforce survey. What did you learn from that, and how does that help you shape what needs to be done moving forward?
Well, it helps us. We know that employers are still, their workforce challenges, filling open positions, finding qualified workers is still one of, if not the biggest challenge they're facing. We ask a question every year. This is the 15th consecutive year of this survey. It's 1,000 employers across the state of Indiana of all types and sizes. And so it's a pretty comprehensive survey. We ask a question each year: what is the biggest external challenge facing your company? And for the last 2 years, and it's even intensified, childcare and housing are, for the employees, are 1 and 1A. And so that is allowing us, we pursued several pieces of legislation earlier this year in session on raising the eligibility income threshold for the On My Way pre-K program. We also helped push through a tax credit for either employers or childcare providers, a 50% tax credit if you engage in activities that expand the number of childcare slots, whether that's providing an on-site daycare center, subsidizing employee costs of daycare, or you're a provider that's, you know, finding facilities and adding on new slots. So that was one important area. And then on the housing side, there was legislation passed that will help pay for infrastructure for new housing developments throughout our state. We have seen many communities that just has been literally decades since a new housing development has been started in those communities. One in southern Indiana, not too far from you, hasn't had a new housing development start since 1964.
Wow.
So the lack of affordable single-family housing is certainly a challenge as well, and one that we want to keep the General Assembly focused on for what assistance they can provide.
Kevin Brinegar is our guest, the Chamber of Commerce, Indiana's president and CEO. The third annual Coolest Thing Made in Indiana, the tournament, tipped off at the end of October. We talk about this every year, and I think this is such a cool idea. It is a March Madness March Madness bracket style, quote unquote, tournament. We're not going to play any hoops, though, but we are going to vote for our favorite companies making the coolest things. Well, if you're doing it for the third year in a row, that means you've had to have great response to it the first 2 years.
Yes, indeed. And it is head-to-head voting each week, and then the winners move on, and the losers, they're not losers, but the ones that don't move on get recognized as well. And to me, it's just been absolutely fascinating to see and learn the many products and different types that are made here within the boundaries of our state of Indiana. And so it brings attention and notoriety to our manufacturing sector, which is one of the biggest sectors of our membership. And it's just a fun way to recognize some very good work and cool things that are being made here in Indiana.
Now, who participates in this? Is this for just for big companies downtown, or are you touching all 92 counties here?
Well, not all 92 counties. The companies have to apply to be in the tournament, and they submit a summary description of the product and pictures. And then they're entered in, and then we have a random draw for to establish the brackets, and then
you don't have to go. You don't have to go to the tournament committee there to plead your case or show them your resume, huh?
No, you don't. If you want in, you get in. And we've had about the right number. I think this year there's 48. We've had closer, maybe the first year, a few more than that. So we can set up the brackets pretty easily. And then, we go through there, we get to a final four, and then the coolest thing in Indiana made is chosen at our Best Places to Work in Manufacturing award program. So it's kind of doubled up. It's kind of a double on the manufacturing day. So
we'll set our calendars. We will get ready for that announcement, which comes late in the final voting is the end of November, and then we'll learn about that in December as well. Well, it's 75 degrees in Bloomington today, so it must be nice in your neck of the woods as well. You getting ready for the holidays, or are you too busy trying to what do? Pass the keys over to the new president and CEO, give them the password list? How does all that work? How's that transition going?
Well, we're not quite ready to pass over the keys here until the first week of January, but we're working on that. I've been taking, 31 years of awards and mementos and things home in banker's boxes. So I've been doing a little bit of that. I know there's somebody coming in later this week to the office hasn't really been touched since 1996, so it's going to need wallpaper and new carpet, and there may be a new layout. So there's a designer coming in later this week to meet with the new president, and they're going to take a look and see how she wants it structured and organized. And it's so that'll be in the works as well to happen right after I finish up. And we're just trying to pass on as much background and knowledge as we possibly can during this 2.5 month overlap period.
Excellent. Come back in December. Tell me who wins the coolest thing manufactured, and we'll have a little celebration for you. How does that sound?
That sounds great. Look forward to it.
Thanks Kevin,
for spending some time with you and your listeners.
Kevin Brenniger, Bloomington North Cougar, 31 years of Chamber of Commerce. Fantastic. The president and CEO always picks up the phone when we call so we can get you updated on what's happening with the legislature, the business community, the business climate in Indianapolis. And Kevin will thank when we get back with him in December. We'll have a little fun. What are you going to do in retirement? What are you going to do here? Are you going to retire? Are you going to do this? Are you going to write a book? All that knowledge, that'll be interesting to see. 4:50, we need to take a timeout. Yes, we shall. We will do that. And when we come back, our friends at Black Lumber will help us out. Black Lumber, 1710 South Henderson. Good people. Why go anywhere else? Number one in your community. Number one in the county. Well, big supporters of high school sports here. We've got basketball around the corner. We've got regionals coming up this Friday. And those of you who didn't get a chance to hear Joe and Dave, I'll give you some of the audio highlights from South's big victory over Seymour last Friday. We'll do that next. 4:51, it's Glass in the afternoon. Happy Monday, WGCL.